under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We'll be talking about an issue that is very current, very hot off the presses, if you will. Thou shalt not what? We're talking about the Ten Commandments. Louisiana just introduced and passed the law that makes it a requirement in every classroom, in every school, from kindergarten through universities, if they receive any taxpayer funding. Any school that receives taxpayer funding required now in the state of Louisiana to post the Ten Commandments. And you would think that the governor of Louisiana just shot the president with the reaction and the response, negative reaction and response that's being gained across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall a number of years ago when I believe it was the Alabama chief judge, Roy Moore, was persecuted, prosecuted, and ultimately put out of office. Why? Because he authorized the Ten Commandments carved in stone to be placed on the front courtyard of the courthouse building. We must ask the question, just what's wrong with God's Ten Commandments? And as we see the state of Louisiana posting the Ten Commandments, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments being posted? Why should it get the anger and the hostility of the socialist Marxist media and the left? Why should the atheists be concerned about it if they say there's no God? We'll be talking about that today. Love to hear from you during the course of this broadcast today. We'll be talking about what the Ten Commandments can do if it's posted in the White House, in the Oval Office, in the classrooms, in the public educational buildings, and the places where public policy is made and considered. What would it do if the Ten Commandments would be posted in those places? What would it do if the Ten Commandments would have been posted in Dr. Anthony Fauci's office and all of the, the thugs that worked with him to bring about COVID-19 and the death jab? And I could go on and on and on. We'll talk about that. What could the Ten Commandments do to stop the butchering in our hospitals of the transsexual movement today? What could the Ten Commandments do if properly posted and adhered to in the offices of multitudes of those that supposedly are our national leaders? We'll talk about that, the ins and outs. I would love to hear from you. Do you think it's the right thing to do for a governmental official? Do you think it's the right thing to do for the legislature to pass legislation and a governmental official, the governor, for example, in the state, is it the right thing to do to pass a law and sign the law into law that says that it is required for the Ten Commandments to be posted? I've got my opinion, and I'd love to hear from you today as to that. Your thoughts on that subject. The thou shalt not what? We're going to look at the Ten Commandments and its application in each area and category that would be applicable and I believe beneficial in our nation and our leadership as we face the declension of morals and ethics and values as never in the history of our nation as we see it taking place today. We're plummeting morally, ethically in our nation. I believe we need the Ten Commandments. We'll talk about it. And right after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You'll be invited to call, and that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Truth Book, the B-I-B-L-E. if you want me to simplify it for us, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, John 8:31-32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117:2, that endures forever. May I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to recognize the need today for the truth book, the Bible. We go back to the fact that according to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made a powerful statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. It was Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. I believe this is the promulgating fact today. When we find those that hate the Word of God, they hate God and despise the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a result of that, there's ire, anger, hostility, and resentment because the Ten Commandments now is required in Louisiana. It's not just Louisiana. There are other states that already have that on the fast track. Some states are already considering that. Some states already have it in the House and the Senate being promulgated, considered to be passed. I pray that it will be successful in doing so. But ladies and gentlemen, the question is, thou shalt not what? Is it the Ten Commandments something we should be afraid of? We're going to read the Ten Commandments in just a moment. By the way, if you're not driving, turn in your Bibles to Exodus, the 20th chapter, begin with verse 1 and following. We'll find the Ten Commandments that God spoke, gave to us. There's nothing that God's ever said or done in his word. There's nothing that's taken place in the word of God from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 that's eradicated, eviscerated, changed, modified, or modulated, or removed the Ten Commandments. Though there's some that would like to do so, they're still effective today. They're still in effect. They've never been withdrawn. They've never been in any way modulated or changed. But ladies and gentlemen, that's truth. And yet we're in a society where multitudes hate truth. Reading a headline, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Merriam-Webster's dictionary then in this article states, what is truth? Truth is the body of real things. Truth is the body of events and facts, actualities, and the state of being the case, a fact. So ladies and gentlemen, you can modify your facts, you can modify your feelings, you can modify what you feel, as 55% of the millennials say. 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35 year old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. It's an impossibility. I say each day on this broadcast, if you take a half truth, it's a whole lie. We need to recognize that and embrace truth while we yet have the opportunity to do so. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. May I say to you, DeMint goes on to say, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement, and I quote this each and every day. I pray that it's embedded in your mind and your understanding. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to seek the truth, love it, tell it. We need to understand, for example, today when we talk about thou shalt not what? We're talking about the Ten Commandments and the thou shalt nots. We live in a society today where there's a mindset that there's a need for no restraints whatsoever. No one should be able to say thou shalt not. In fact, the favorite text that most people today, even the lost society, knows and can quote, judge not lest you should be judged. They're misquoting and misapplying the understanding and the context of those words, by the way. We live in a society where it's become so dissipated and the dissipation of morals and ethics and values have become so normal that when truth comes along, they bristle up about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand, landscape, and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, makes it easy to find. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, and I've got dozens of them this morning. Looking at a headline that says, Louisiana to require 10 commandments in the classrooms. Atheists now vow to sue the governor. This article states in part, Louisiana has become the first state in the nation to require public schools to post the 10 commandments in every classroom. Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law Wednesday. The GOP drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easy-readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. The Pelican State has rightly recognized the history and tradition of the Ten Commandments in the state, said First Liberty Institute attorney Matt Krause. Krause recently testified, that is, at the Ohio legislature in support of a similar bill. Quote, putting this historic document on schoolhouse walls is a great way to remind students of the foundations of America and Louisiana law. First Liberty was grateful to play a part in this helpful bill that reached the governor's desk. We applaud Louisiana for being the first, but now by no means the last state to take this bold step for religious liberties in the state. The displays will be paired with four paragraphs context statement describing how the Ten Commandments were prominent among American public education for almost three centuries. Now, to be placed in the classrooms starting January 2025. The posters would be paid for through donations, but state funds will not be used to implement the mandate. Based on language in the legislation, atheist groups are now vowing to sue Louisiana, alleging the posting of the Ten Commandments is against the law. I have to laugh at that, ladies and gentlemen. Should the case make it to the Supreme Court, things could get pretty awkward at the Supreme Court, this writer says. There are at least three massive monuments to the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court building itself, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. What say you? Should the Ten Commandments be posted in the schools? In the state of Florida, back a few years ago, a legislator in the House of Representatives had legislation passed into law, signed by the governor, that requires the In God We Trust to be posted over the doorpost, I believe, of every classroom in the schools in the state of Florida. That has not been implemented to my knowledge, and has not been enforced to my knowledge. I think that we need to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen as moral, ethical, conservative Christians in the state of Florida. But I'm thankful to see the governor and the Republican legislature. By the way, the Republicans control both branches of the legislature in the state of Louisiana, and a Republican governor since January of 2024. And I'm thankful to see them take a bold stand to do this. But we're talking about the Ten Commandments today. Thou shalt not what? The Ten Commandments is the answer there. Let me just read for our edification, because I think it is imperative for us to understand what we're talking about. By the way, last night the socialist Marxist Chris Cuomo on one of the networks, laughing at, mocking, making fun of the Ten Commandments, he said of the Ten Commandments that most so-called Christians can't even quote the Ten Commandments. They do not know what they are, and yet they want them to be in the classrooms. He went on to say, and I quote, made this statement, what if Islam one day rules the nation? What would happen then? Because the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, God says. Have you thought about that? Have you considered, let me just do a little digression here. Have we ever considered what will take place, and right now the state of Michigan, controlled by the leftist, controlled by the Islamic jihadist? In fact, they're trying to get legislation passed. Listen, they're trying to get legislation passed now in the state of Michigan. They're pushing for legislation to be passed that will make it illegal for anyone to have a church, start a church, or to run a church without state authorization. That's being promulgated and pushed by the Islamic jihadists. So Chris Cuomo may be an idiot, my words, my opinion, not yours necessarily, but he understands what's happening with the dynamics of it. He understands what's taking place in some of our states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, downtown New York, Chicago, et cetera, Michigan, where you have the influx of the Islamic jihadists. It's about to take control. But the Ten Commandments, going back to that, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or on earth beneath. The commandment that says in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God, name of the Lord thy God, in vain. They need to have that in the halls of Congress. Those guys, gals there, do not understand. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, I kind of do a little translation of that, modification of that. Honor the father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth. That is, honor thy father and thy mother. They may not beat you to death, if you will, but by being disobedient to God, etc. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. That should be posted in every hospital where they're committing a murder by way of abortion. That should be posted in the hallways of the butchery mill called the Planned Parenthood. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That ought to be posted all over the halls of Congress. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, let me just digress again for a moment, where they're trying to prosecute, persecute, and condemn Donald J. Trump as our former president for supposedly trying to cover up an indiscretion that he had, and that was the primary purpose of their prosecution, that he used monies. It was not his campaign money, but they tried to assert that. But yet, in the halls of Congress, did you realize there's a secret slush fund of about $17 million to pay off would-be complainers because of the indiscretions, as they would call it, among those in the halls of Congress? And yet we have the laws now trying to prosecute Donald Trump because of paying off somebody because of perhaps an indiscretion? I don't know, but I just think that it is unusual to find that being the accusations, and yet we have those in Congress today that needs the Ten Commandments posted on the front of their desk, on their doors as they go in. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. Our IRS needs to know that, needs to recognize the depth of that, because it's Robin Hood approach with the IRS today, stealing from those that are working and making it to give to those that are the illegal invaders crossing the borders. And I could go on and on with that. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. That's lying. I believe, and we'll talk about that in the broadcast today, Anthony Fauci needs to have a good dose of the ninth commandment. Basically, if you paraphrase, thou shalt not tell a lie. And the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor thy manservant, nor the maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that these commandments, the Ten Commandments, starts out verse 1 of Exodus chapter 20. And the Lord God spake these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the major, major problems that promulgates the difficulties in America today, we're serving gods other than the God of the Bible. We're looking at the gods of possession, the gods of gold and silver, the gods of materialism and secularism and humanism. Ladies and gentlemen, rather than looking at and being obedient to the God of creation, the God of the Bible. I'm looking at another headline, ladies and gentlemen. Louisiana becomes the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in the public classrooms. The legislation that Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed into law on Wednesday requires a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font in a public classroom from kindergarten to other state-funded universities. Opponents questioned the law's constitutionality and vowed to challenge it in court. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious, but that it is a historical significance. Listen, in the language of the law, the Ten Commandments are fundamental foundational documents of our state and national government. The posters, which will be paired with four paragraphs context statements, says this, describing how the Ten Commandments were a prominent part of American public education for almost three centuries, must be in place in every classroom at the start of 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Is it a good law or bad law? Should this be something that we do in the state of Florida? Should our legislators in the state of Florida and the Florida House and the Florida Senate, should they listen up, take notice, and start doing something that is worthy in this fashion? What is your thoughts? How do you stand on that issue? Do you believe that it should be? Look at another headline. All Louisiana public school classrooms now required to display the Ten Commandments in every classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, there's headline after headline after headline, most of them saying about the same thing. But in this particular article, I go to about the fourth page, and it says, more powers under the law. The new law comes after Mr. Landry replaced a two-term Democratic governor, John Bell Edwards, in 2024. Republicans now hold every statewide elected position in Louisiana. The law also authorizes but does not require the display of other items in the public schools. For example, the items include the Mayflower Compact, which was signed by religious pilgrims aboard the Mayflower in 1620 and is often referred to as America's first constitution. They also include the Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with those documents? Why is it so scary to the loose-lax lost liberals? Why are these documents, the Ten Commandments, the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, why are these things so aggressively, resented, rejected, and repelled by those that say that we ought not to have them? What's wrong with them? It goes back to the fundamental fact, ladies and gentlemen, that our founding documents, for the most part, were created with the wisdom that God gave our founding fathers to pen them. It was taking what, in fact, you look at some of the founding documents and the arguments and the debates that took place surrounding them, and most everything was derived from the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. And what God says, they then reduced it to human thought and human form in placing the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, which holds our Bill of Rights, into law. Placed it into a position that it would be available to everybody. Another headline, very similar. The law, the Ten Commandments, must be displayed in Louisiana classrooms. Louisiana becomes the first state to require the Ten Commandments to be displayed. The GOP, the Grand Old Party, drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all classrooms from kindergarten through universities if they receive taxpayer dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first state to recognize the vital need, I believe, for a moral, ethical compass for the students in our public classrooms. Do you think the official argument against the Ten Commandments would hold water? Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, somehow, some way, that the official requirement for the Ten Commandments is a good thing or a bad thing? Listen, I believe that if we have the Ten Commandments in grade school, grammar school, and in high school, I believe it could prevent multitudes, if not hundreds of thousands across America, it could prevent multitudes from going to prison because of breaking the law, because of doing things that are dastardly deeds against society. I believe that it could control the expenditure that has to be paid out by taxpayers in the social programs to try to curtail the wild acts that are taking place in the public arena in our nation today. I believe that if we could have control over the morals, ethics, and values and impact for good and for godliness from the Ten Commandments, if nothing else, it would be beneficial to society. We have banned the Bible in the classroom. In fact, just a few years ago, right here in the state of Florida, a fifth grade teacher was prosecuted because the Bible was on the top of the desk. And the law determined, the courts determined, if that Bible were left there and somehow inadvertently was opened, it could cause irreparable emotional damage to the child, to the student. Ladies and gentlemen, that's onerous. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one thing in the world that we should allow like that to stay intact. We should confront it. We should pass legislation. Then let the legislation go through the court system. Let the courts, if necessary, make the determination. As I said earlier, in the courts, the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court building, several stone statues, several bronze plaques on the walls with the Ten Commandments therein. And somehow, some way, we're supposed to be afraid of the Ten Commandments and what it says. I'm looking at another article. Now it's the United States that gets caught persecuting Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment, digress. I believe when there's an attempt to try to remove the Ten Commandments or challenge the Ten Commandments or any other thing from the Word of God by the socialist, Marxist media and the left, I call it the woke society, the woke culture, where there's a mindset that God ought not to have anything to do with culture, God ought not to have anything to do with the classroom or with anything that's done in the House of the Senate or in the public arena. I believe we need to recognize it is an open frontal attack on Christian belief. I'm looking at this article. And that's the United States that gets caught persecuting Christians. Long have reports of persecution of Christians highlighted in China and Pakistan and multiple Islamic nations in Africa, those hotbeds for Christians in the Middle East. But now, it's the West that's being called out. A new report from the International Religious Freedom Organization are monitoring religious freedom conditions in America. Sadly, American culture is increasingly hostile to traditional Christian beliefs and values. The bureaucrats first accused Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips of discriminating because he wouldn't promote same-sex marriages with his cake artistry. And then they demanded a web designer promote same-sex weddings if she provided any other wedding services. The question is asked in this article, are American Christians being illegally targeted for obeying the instructions from the Lord Jesus? This article goes further. When a couple are denied a foster care license because their faith is at odds with the gender ideology of our fifth graders are prevented from starting an interfaith prayer club in the schools. These are critical reminders that religious freedom is something that we cannot take for granted. Ladies and gentlemen, it must be defended. So I'm of the position and mindset today that the Ten Commandments ought to be defended, the Ten Commandments ought to be posted, the Ten Commandments ought to be the law of the land, not just in the state of Louisiana, but it should be across the nation, including the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for a few minutes. After the news break, we'll come back and continue the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, jot it down. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.